Welcome to this Archangels and Ascended Beings of Lyra transmission. And as always, open body, open mind. Focusing on the cycle of breath. The in-breath is the invitation of light into your physical body of bone and blood, inviting light into the organs and systems and cells of the body. Anywhere you are holding dense energies, on the out-breath, purge and release, sending it back to the horizon, back to the universe. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the physical body. And following that cycle of breath, the invitation of light now into the emotional body. A fluid field of energy that surrounds and penetrates the physical body. Anywhere you are holding dense emotional energy that does not belong to you, does not serve you, on the out-breath, purge and release, sending it back to the universe, back to the light. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the emotional body. Following that cycle of breath, the in-breath, light into the lower mental body, a fluid field of energy that surrounds and penetrates the emotional and physical bodies. Anywhere you are holding low frequency mental energy, such as judgment, criticism, blame. On the out-breath, purge and release, sending it back to the light, back to the universe. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the lower mental body. And following that cycle of breath, as I call to you now, your teams in spirit of the highest light and resonance. Your higher selves from the sixth dimension to the 12th dimension. Your oversoul. All guides working with you, including interdimensional guides. All angels and archangels from the earth plane and the universe working with you. All specialist teams in spirit, including ascension teams and healing teams. All stellar races working with you. And stellar councils. Come be with you now. Come be with you now. And just feeling that connection in your body, perhaps from the crown downwards or somewhere else. Just noticing how you feel that connection, that click. And following your cycle of breath, as I call the archangels holding the horizontal plane, beginning in the east with Raphael, Archangel of Air, Archangel of the Mind, the symbol is a crystal wand, and the energy is emerald green fire. As you focus on the wand, calling that fire into the space to hold you during this transmission. To the south is Michael, Archangel of the element of fire, Archangel of the will. The symbol is a sword of flaming blue light. The energy, electric blue fire. As you focus on the sword, calling that fire into the space to hold you during this transmission. To the west is Gabriel, Archangel of Water, Archangel of the Emotions. The symbol is a silver chalice, and the energy, diamond white fire. As you focus on the chalice, the symbol, calling that fire to hold you during this transmission. To the north is Uriel, Archangel of Earth, Archangel of Spiritual Law. The symbol is a golden pentacle. The energy, ruby red fire. As you focus on the pentacle, the symbol, calling that fire to hold you during this transmission. Four archangels, four energies, and open. And let's also call the archangels holding the vertical plane, Metatron and Sandalphon. Beginning with Metatron, calling down the Christ grid. Down into the earth plane, a flowing field of white gold light. Down into the building or structure you are in. Down into the walls around you, the floor beneath your feet, the ceiling above your head. Allowing that light into the door and windows, closing off the whole space, protecting you against lower force interference. To the below space that's called to Sandalphon of the crystalline grid of the earth, to bring that grid up, ethereal white crystalline light up to the feet, flowing upwards through the legs to the base and pelvic area. Flowing up the body to the heart and anchoring into the heart, grounding you into the crystalline grid of the earth. Six angels, six energies, and open. And into this transmission, let's also invite your body elemental. Archangels from the constellation of Lyra. Angels of healing, Akashic Records angels, ascended beings of light from the Lyra constellation. And just breathing and a call on your body elemental and higher self to create a great cavern around you. And this cavern represents a space in your being that connects you to the multidimensional lifetimes in the system of Lyra. Feel yourself entering this space and perhaps floating in this space. There is some light coming down from above, but not that much. And this cavern, this space, represents certain energies that need clearing and releasing concerning the journey of many Lyran starseeds. So just breathing and feeling the space, feeling the energies here. Noticing the edges of the cavern, the walls of the cavern. I call on Akashic Recording Angels to open your Akashic Records and Archangels of Lyra to enter the space and begin to surround you in the space, illuminating this vast cavern. And there are some Lyrans that followed a negative path while entering the incarnational cycle on the Earth plane. And this manifested particularly in the end times of Atlantis. Let's call on the angels now. If you have any connection to these beings, whether as part of these beings or connected to them somehow, to any negative karma with Atlantis or with the Earth plane or with any other world that needs to be cleared, calling now on angels of healing, archangels from Lyra, to begin to send a clearing, healing light deep into your energy fields. Also sending that healing light deep into your Akashic records. Also sending that light into the space around you, the cavern around you. Clearing what can be cleared now. Layers of karmic interaction with the Earth or other worlds that need to be cleared now. Also clearing any guilt or self-limitation or self-punishment programming that needs to be cleared now. also sending light into any space in your being that represents the destruction of the home planet of Lyra. Clearing anything that needs to be cleared, any imprints of that time, out from your field. I call on angels of healing, archangels of Lyra, to begin to send light into your energy fields, Akashic records, and the surrounding space, into any area of your being that represents programs or imprints of conflict, being chased by dark forces, dark ET forces, or persecuted. Allowing for a clearing in your field. I call on angels of healing, archangels of Lyra, to begin to send light into your energy fields, the Akashic records, and the surrounding space of this cavern, into any area, any program or imprint, representing that of the eternal wanderer, where no place feels like home. I call on angels of healing and archangels of Lyra to begin to send light into your energy fields, Akashic records, and the surrounding space to enable a great healing, to reinforce the truth, the remembrance that you are a divine child of the universe, and home is where your heart is. Allowing for a transformation of the space around you, from a vast and grim cavern into a more open space where the sun starts to peek through. Allowing a greater light from the sun to enter into this cavern as the archangels open the space. Thank you. I call on the archangels of Lyra, so that together they create a large crystal in the center of the cavern, perhaps the size of a large basketball. And this crystal begins to call any soul parts that have been fragmented in any lifetime due to the destruction of Lyra or any galactic war. Calling light not into your body but into the crystal. Allowing the light to be sealed there. Just see and notice light coming from 360 degrees into the crystal, sealing it there. Just notice and breathing, allowing this great soul retrieval to take place. When it stops coming, one of the archangels begins to carry the crystal up to a temple of healing in the higher planes. And here there will be a great healing process of clearing and cleansing these soul parts. And when the clearing and healing is done, all of this light will be returned to your soul essence. Not to your body, but up to your soul. I call on ascended beings from Lyra, the Lyran system, to also enter the cavern. To begin to connect with you. Many beings of light from Lyra, those who are beyond all 3D, suffering and limitation, come now and connect with you. To begin to also transmit a light to you. and the light of the archangels and these ascended beings begins to brighten the cavern so much that you begin to see veins of precious stones in the cavern walls. Precious stones of different colors. And these rich veins of precious stones represent gifts from Lyra, lifetimes in Lyra, multidimensional lifetimes. Gifts of knowledge, gifts of wisdom, gifts of abilities to heal, and other gifts. Just feeling yourself in this cavern, surrounded by beings of light, noticing the cavern walls shining with these precious stones. And just breathing and opening and softening and enjoying the space. And let's thank all angels holding the space. Angels of healing, Akashic Records angels, archangels from the constellation of Lyra, allowing them all to step back with thanks. Just for now, just feeling the ascended beings of Lyra for a moment connecting with you. Perhaps they have a message for you. Just open your mind, open your third eye. Thank you. and then allow those beings to step back. And coming out of the cavern, allowing the cavern to begin to disappear from your mind's eye. I ask your body, elemental and higher self, to release this cavern space. You can return here anytime you wish. And let's thank the archangels holding the vertical plane, Metatron and Sandalphon, and those archangels holding the horizontal plane, Uriel, Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, allowing them to step back with thanks. Just feeling this greater light in your being, your connection to Lyra, a positive connection to Lyra, a great releasing of old karma in your field. Let's also thank your body elemental and your teams in spirit of the highest resonance, allowing those teams to step back. Just having a breath and reconnecting with your body. Coming back to your body with your breath. And this transmission is offered to you, as always, with love and blessings. Love and blessings.